We haven't talked about the T-shirts yet. When did that thought come to you? What year? What time? How did that come about? We need to do a T-shirt.
Well, golly, it is funny to think that we can talk so long and I haven't talked about that, which has actually been the most rewarding. But we had T-shirts for sale day one at Eskimo Joe's. That very summer when we were doing the remodel work, a couple of guys came by. They just started a screen printing business here in Stillwater. And they said, you guys ought to print that cool logo you got on some T-shirts. And I remember thinking, well, I don't know. It might work. My parents had taken me to Hawaii in 1972, and I'd bought some imprinted T-shirts over there from an outfit called Crazy Shirts. Crazy Shirts is still in business in Hawaii today. And I wore those shirts almost every day the rest of my college career. One of them said, keep on trucking, those big old feet coming out. So I kind of had a frame of reference for it. But boy, imprinted T-shirts, that was a brand new industry, really, in the early 70s. But anyway, thankfully, they talked us into doing it. We had that logo, what's in the round circle, Eskimo Joe and Buffy there, but we didn't have an actual lettering style to go with it. So there was an architecture supply here in town, and we went down there, and we picked out a little lettering style, and it was kind of a round shape, and we thought it looked kind of neat. So we picked that, and that's what was on the very first shirts. Then the next batch of shirts, we actually went back and we picked a slightly different, kind of a Western-looking lettering style. And it just said Eskimo at the top and Joe's underneath the bottom of the circle at the point. So we printed some that looked like that. And then finally, one of our guests at some point in time said, hey, you ought to make your letters snow-capped. Great idea. So that's when the snow-capped letter idea came along. And those were actually hand-rendered. So then we came up with the idea of the snow cap letters. And then the customer started saying, hey, you ought to put Stillwater on the shirt. That'd make the shirt more appealing. So again, in reaction to customer feedback, we put Eskimo and Joe's at the top and then Stillwater okay at the bottom. The shirt then, within the first year, kind of came around to looking about like what it looks today. That was an evolution. But we had them day one. I remember clearly they were $3.75 a piece for a T-shirt, and you got a free beer with it. That was part of the hook, too, was that you got a free beer. Beer was only 30 cents, so that wasn't really a whole lot of an add-on, but it was a beer.
Was it a pretty good item? Were they buying it?
Interestingly, our first order was for 72 shirts. We had 3 dozen yellow ones and 3 dozen light blue ones. We sold every one the first week we were open. Every one of them. And we're sold out for a while. I wasn't really thinking about that. I was thinking about beer and how to get the customers in the door and make them happy and all that. But we did replenish, and hey, they all sold out. And then we'd replenish, and they all sold out. It took me quite a while to really understand the upside, financial upside of it. But I absolutely thought it was awesome if someone would buy the shirt. It was kind of the ultimate affirmation. They got to really like the place to buy the T-shirt.
And to walk around advertising for
it. And then they're walking around. We knew it would generate word-of-mouth advertising. So we were really proud of that and excited by it. But not so much that we were very effectively managing it. I just have to be honest. That was years later till we really kind of got in a groove of trying to forecast and order ahead. Now, another thing that was concurrent with when we had to put food in and when they changed the drinking age, when they've changed the drinking age to 21, they also, for the first time, made liquor by the drink available in the state of Oklahoma. Prior to that, we had kind of liquor by the wink. If you would buy a membership and brought your own bottle, you could actually get liquor by the drink. But that was a pretty hokey deal, and I never wanted to play in that arena. But once it was legal and once it was 21 anyway, I thought, heck, I should offer a full complement, whatever someone would want. So that was also when we added liquor to our mix.